Hey everyone, Gronk here telling you to check out DraftKings.com, my home for 1 week fantasy football.
You're now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this edition of Mac Bizzo Radio. Today is October the 9th, 2015. All right, welcome to the matchup plus the flex show. We're doing this in one episode, so I'm going to go over the slate of games. I'm going to talk about at least 30 or 40 individual players and their particular matchups, okay? We're going to go through some DraftKings pricing. We're going to go through some FanDuel pricing and talk about the bargains of the week. We will also include player news for you, okay? And, of course, NFL headlines. Don't forget to catch the power of Fantasy-O-Matic, okay? That interview with Mr. Fantasy-O-Matic on MacBizzo Radio takes place on the same date, actually, as I'm recording today's show at 10 a.m. Pacific. And if you didn't catch us live, catch us on the archive, Fantasy-O-Matic on MacBizzo Radio. So what I'd like to do before I get into everything that I mentioned that we will cover in the show, I want to pull up a comment that I feel represents the general, quote-unquote, public opinion for people who do not know anything about the daily fantasy sports industry. This comment was posted by Gary Greenwood on a article The Atlantic did on the topic. And I'd posted some information, Bloomberg's data for RotoGrinders, and you can catch that in the intro of the last show. I don't want to scare people away or overdo it, but it's some staggering data. Here's what Gary Greenwood had to say. I totally agree. They need to be investigated. The stats seem pretty clear what's going on. They say they don't have an advantage. I would love to know all the picks before the game starts. These guys are paid to do research for the players. If you were to work for a lottery company, you would not be allowed to play. Even Pete Rose was banned from the Hall of Fame for gambling. Okay, so there are some snippets from what he had to say. I am happy to go into a show, and I was afraid I was going to say, you know what, I haven't gotten as a customer an email from either site about X. And actually got an email from DraftKings where they talk about basically what they've already talked about in the press conference. However, the only question that I have is, do the third-party firms, one, they're being paid to come work for them. Yes, no? Everybody has to be paid for their time. So is there a financial stake involved there in the audit? In the audit process, we know what goes on behind closed doors, okay? In the audit process, do the auditors even know what to look for, okay? If you took Mac B into the Mary Kay business model and had me do a similar process, there's a whole bunch about that industry I don't know, and I'm going to be able to miss key pieces of data simply because I'm not as familiar with the industry. So how familiar in the industry are these people even doing the auditing? How good are the coders to hide the fact that certain aspects take place compared to the auditor's skill set? So anyway, DraftKings sent out an email to all their users from their C-level staff to address basically what you probably already heard. They are expanding what they're calling an existing policy prohibited for employees there to play on any of the sites. Keyword for money. So does that mean they can play on the sites for points, rewards, enter games that don't cost money that pay money out? What specifically does that mean? We also prohibit employees from any other daily fantasy sites. Now, if these parameters were put in place to me, what keeps me from going and meeting Bob and having a barbecue party at the park? Hey, Bob, if you're willing to give a little kickback here to me, Mr. Daily Fantasy Site employee, I'll give you the info, yo. You'll go play the game. You win the money. You look like the hero on the Monday Night Sweat Show. And then pay me some of that dodo. Sounds like a bunch of dodos, okay? But anyway, let's move on into the kick-ass content that you tune in to Mac Bizzo Radio for. Not that that wasn't. And don't forget, Mr. Fantasy-O-Matic on Mac Bizzo Radio talking about the power of one of the best algorithms in the industry. So here's what happened in Thursday's game. You either dropped Andre Johnson, bench Andre Johnson, or went up against an inactive manager that had Andre Johnson in their lineup, and he got a bunch of points. Frank Gore fell 2 yards short of 100 there, which would have actually been some kind of record for the Colts. Brian Hoyer threw for 312. Foster, you know, got some carries in there. Not a whole lot of yards. T.Y. Hilton, 88 on 5 receptions. DeAndre Hopkins, as expected, target monster, yard monster. And that was pretty cool there. And the Colts winning 27-20 over Houston. I want to know what happened to J.J. Watt. How do you get a goose egg, huh? Anyway, before I go through the Sunday games, okay, I want to talk about the Monday night game, because the Monday night game has some of the best Monday night closers, I think, so far this season. That is Pittsburgh traveling west all the way to San Diego. It's a long road trip for Pittsburgh, okay? The over-under is 45.5. Tight spread, +3, -3. The team records are both 2-2, okay? The standings are second and third in the AFC North and the AFC West. Ooh, doesn't that sound awesome? There's tons of great players in the Monday night game to fill in to your daily fantasy rosters. Here's what I advise while this process goes on. It is fun to play the games. I've known about the tilt since, well, last year. This is not news to me, okay? I've been trying to be one of those guys that say, hey, I can either figure out how to get in that top 1%. I need to jump from the top 15 to 10% of entrants to the top 1% of entrants, okay? Once you kind of get that algorithm down, part of it is you have to have a bankroll really to play way too many rosters, okay? But we'll talk about the Sunday games right after the break.
Like, subscribe, or follow Mac Bizzle Radio on Twitter, iTunes, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, and more. Be a part of the DraftKings.com community. Use the referral link, MacBizzle, or enter promo code MacBizzle and start earning money now. Make a deposit, pick a roster, and start winning cash now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Pick a new lineup for any game. Listen here for fantasy football and fantasy basketball advice and cheat sheets customized to the DraftKings.com scoring system. It's easy to win money at DraftKings.com. You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
Back on Mac Bizzo Radio here with you. That's Cool Man on the beat, by the way. And I try to put, you know, inspiring little clips of music in between the breaks and the shows there. Super fun stuff. All right, let's get through the Sunday slate of games. Washington at Atlanta in the Georgia Dome here. 48 over under. With a plus minus 7 on the spread. Okay, you've got Washington 2-2. You've got Atlanta 4-0. Washington is actually third in the NFC East and Atlanta second in the NFC South. Okay, so pretty exciting stuff in that matchup. You want to do something kind of crazy that falls in with the script? I think people are going to chase Leonard Hankerson. Roddy White's been asking for the ball. This could be an easy enough game where they try to set him up and intentionally. You know, maybe 4 for 40 in a touchdown or I don't know. Just some of the more clever minds in the industry been talking about that a little bit. Washington Redskins... the only thing that I've really noticed, Cousins actually throws kind of a speedy straight ball, you know, at least in some of the highlights and game, you know, footage that I've seen. I don't really like him as a quarterback, but hey, yeah. Obviously, what you're going to have to do, ladies and gentlemen, you know, they're kind of spilling the beans, and some people who don't know about the fantasy. So apparently it's not even about how many points your roster can generate. It's that when you generate a roster that is of the statistically most analytically probable to succeed, does that make sense for you there? Then that roster will always underperform under anomaly-designed rosters. And the anomaly is really ownership. So on the clip that CNN Money did on this, the reporter actually stated that no matter who you pick with the best matchups, those rosters will always fall short of the goal line. And so anyway, when I'm like, meh, about a guy like Kirk Cousins, hey, you might have to really kind of go a different route. Don't plug in Julio Jones and Odell Beckham. If everybody is going stars and scrubs, you need to go straight mid-range, straight down the barrel. Okay, so that means guys under probably, no one on your roster should probably be over 6,600, and no one hopefully under 3,300, unless it's like, I think Owen Daniels is like gut cheap this week or something stupid, and everybody's going to play him because he's going against the Raiders. It very well could be the situation, Owen Daniels in Denver, the situation to kind of end that trend. I hope not, but... You know, anyway, Seattle at Cincinnati. Boy, I think Russell Wilson's going to have his hands full here. The over-under is 43. Seattle is now 2-2, but Cincinnati is 4-0, first in the AFC North. Seattle's actually maintained a third in the NFC West. And, kind of crazy here. So, we have the St. Louis Rams going to Lambeau Field, Green Bay. Okay, the over-under here is 45.5. Plus 9, minus 9 on the spread there. The Rams are 2-2. The Green Bay Packers are 4-0, first in the NFC. And believe it or not, the Rams are actually second in the NFC West. And you've got to watch the receiver situation here. All those guys getting banged up a little bit. And so check your Roto World. You know, you want to know where 99% of fantasy sports hosts get their information. It's the Roto World news feed. You know, sometimes when I listen to a show, even shows I really like, I know they're reading literally right off the feed, especially when you do it yourself. So I just want to make sure you guys know sometimes where the information comes from. Buffalo at Tennessee. The over-under here is 42. The spread is minus 2 plus 2 on that. Buffalo is 2-2, third in the AFC East. Tennessee is 1-2, second in the AFC South. So they're going to be hungry for a win there. And, you know, the players are going to be fresh off bye week. So they're not going to be quite as beat up. Chicago has to come to Arrowhead Stadium to play Kansas City. The over-under here is 45. Plus 9, minus 9, the spread. Chicago and Kansas City are both 1-3. But those horrible records have actually made them third in the NFC North, and fourth for Kansas City in the AFC West. Okay. Pretty contrarian. If both Cutler and Alshon Jeffrey are going, that could be a contrarian stack for you. But understand that stacking, especially this year, I'm really concerned, and I have been all season, and this, you know, this just confirms it, but I've been really concerned about the way marketing takes place, even doing what I do, and giving out player information. Now I'm actually not funded by any sponsors or any sites, and I do not charge ever for any information. But the people who do or put it out there, or if you run a site and are putting it out there, there's a difference between the way Yahoo puts out content for their season-long leagues and the way DraftKings puts out content for their best picks. Let's just leave it at that and move on to the next matchup. We've got the Saints at Philly. 49.5 for the over-under here, so much more offense going on. Both teams are 1-3. And each in their division, the NFC South or East, they're both fourth. And this is kind of maybe like, I don't know, Sproles has been around a lot of teams on the leagues, but, you know, sometimes if you go up against your old team, you're a little more motivated there. And I'm pretty sure Drew Brees should come back. He might be one of the more valuable plays this week, but let's power through the rest of these matchups here so we have time for some other stuff on the show. Jacksonville at Tampa Bay. To me, this is one of the best garbage time games of the week. And if you've been listening to the shows, I've told you how to categorize, you know, pick a fade game, pick a garbage time category, pick a Road Warriors category, pick a home offense, home defense, you know, and then kind of Six Sigma that week's matchups into groups, and then use those groups to design your roster. So The Jacksonville at Tampa Bay, that's kind of a garbage time theme. The Cleveland at Baltimore, that's kind of a garbage time theme. You know, just kind of joking around in my mind anyway. So those are offenses between those four NFL teams that you could pair up in one roster, you know, and then maybe slip in a, you know, Oakland's expected to lose, and they probably will lose. But, you know, maybe slipping in a Raider into that mix. You know, Raiders are still kind of, they've almost graduated out of garbage time. But anyway, the over-under for the Jaguars and the Bucks is 42. The spread, plus minus 2.5. Both 1-3 and third in their respected divisions, AFC South and NFC South. Cleveland at Baltimore, okay, plus minus 6.5, the spread there, 43, the over-under. Both teams are 1-3 in their respective divisions. Cleveland is fourth in the AFC North, and Baltimore is third in the AFC North, okay? So kind of a divisional battle there. Kamar Aiken, I suppose under 10% owned, probably. He's like a 6'2", kind of 4'4 guy. You know, I talked about him early preseason to throw on your bench. And if he's just sitting there chilling, well, his time may be coming. But let's power through the rest of these games here. Arizona at Detroit, okay. Spread here is minus 3, plus 3. The over-under is 45. Arizona is 3-1, first in the NFC West. Detroit is 0-4, fourth in the NFC North. Probably a super popular game of the week. New England Patriots at Dallas. You know, the Patriots are going to put the pedal to the metal. The over and under here is 49.5. Tons of offense, tons of just popularity. These are super popular teams. So, you know, when this game is live, the sports bars are going to be crowded, you know. So get there early, grab a seat with a good view, you know, grab a beer. Each team is first in their division. Dallas first in the NFC East. New England first in the AFC East. New England 3-0, Dallas 2-2. Denver at Oakland, okay? So Denver coming down the West Coast to sea level there. So I think their defense should just be a little bit faster than Oakland in general. Denver 4-0, first in the AFC West. Oakland is 2-2, second in the AFC West. Okay. The over-under here is 43. The spread is minus 4.5 plus 4.5. Last game to cover here, San Francisco at the New York Giants. This is the Sunday night game. Okay. Over-under here, 43. Plus 7, minus 7, the spread. You've got San Francisco 1-3, fourth in the NFC West. New York Giants 2-2, second in the NFC East. Okay, and so there's kind of the matchups for you, but I just want to speed along through some other stuff here, you know, like player headlines. Okay, Andre Johnson touched the ball 28 times in the loss, okay. Mallett got benched. Yeah, you guys know about that. Marshawn Lynch limited, okay. Charles Clay, though, one of the key players added to the Bills injury report. So, you know, got to keep your eye on that. Antonio Brown saying he's feeling more confident and comfortable with Michael Vick this week. So hopefully they got some catch time. Michael Floyd continued to get more opportunities. This could be an awesome week for Fitzgerald, though. Wow, crazy. Ravens reporter says that the Browns expect to stack the box against Forsett. So he might be a risky situation there. But I want to move on through some other kind of player news here. So there's the news about the Deion Lewis contract extension. All right. That's the closer. Okay. I'd really been, hey, what kind of fade this guy? Seen the B Bell. Belichick seen it. Done it. Don't do it. But this is convincing. And this is probably too popular of a running back pair to do Deion Lewis and Todd Gurley, but the price points are there. So everybody doing their scrubs and studs roster, okay? It didn't work last week, okay? But yeah, everybody doing that, probably going to take a couple of running backs like that. So I'm just throwing that out there for you as you diversify your portfolio. We must beat the bots. We must beat the scripts. Okay? We must beat the expansion of the game design and the amount of entrance to expand the bell curve. We must. All right. Sierre Wood, Anthony Dixon. Oh, those sound sketchy. Okay? Talked about this week, Jordan Reed, you know, not going. A lot of people banged up. Sammy Watkins actually did participate in individual drills. Okay. Jamal Charles has a lot of positive analytics this week in his matchup. A little bit pricier. So if you're going to go up at running back, which is it's pretty easy on any given week. This year, you guys, the prices are so soft. I feel like it's marshmallow pricing, you know, sweet, soft, warm it up a little bit under the fire. It's gooey, ooey, yum and chewy. I really think they do that on purpose to actually entice you psychologically to think you can be more successful than you actually really will be. But you have to be really careful when there's tons of analytics, you know, tested it out this season, improved it. I believe that was week two or something like that, where actually took the best analytics all throughout the industry. You know, I write notes on whose picks are what. I will actually play rosters specifically based on other people's picks, especially in the quarter arcade, just to check and follow how accurate these people are. Because if someone is not accurate and week after week after week, how am I going to give them an hour of my time, right? I've also seen listenership across the board drop a little bit this week, so you can definitely tell that some of that stuff's affecting the public. But we bring you on Mac Bizzo Radio the best content, and yeah, don't forget to check out the Fantasy-O-Matic interview show. Just a great guy too, and a great product. Leonard Hankerson, $4,000 on DraftKings. Okay. He's pretty much got the number two, but you could easily see a week where everybody goes Hankerson and Squeaky Will gets the grease. They give something to Roddy. Tevin Coleman back at practice. Alshon Jeffrey returning to limited practice. David Johnson in Arizona. Okay. Kind of the odd man out over there. Talked about Marshawn Lynch. Boy, man, a lot of these game time decisions. If you've had Luck and Lynch in your leagues, your season long leagues, boy, whew, this has been a tough entry so far into your season. But don't give up yet, and stay tuned into Mac Bizzo Radio to be able to add and drop the guys and get them, you know, in your league to help you. You know, you can. Shoot, almost at 6-6 you know, and I've seen it year after year after year after year after year. I've even watched teams where the manager becomes completely inactive, their team gets off to a horrible start, and then all of a sudden, wham, 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 just out of nowhere, they put up wins. We'll be back after the break.
Hey everyone, Grind Care telling you to check out DraftKings.com, my home for 1 week fantasy football.
All right, cruising back with you on Mac Bizzo Radio. Jamaal Charles had a three-game touchdown streak ended from the prior week against Cincinnati, okay? Definitely a better chance against the Bears, okay? Sometimes in daily fantasy, the name game works. When you're, you know, overworked from picking rosters by hand, because I don't use a script, ladies and gentlemen, to enter thousands of rosters a week, you start getting a little silly after a certain point when you're up late at night doing it. And I was playing the name game, and I threw in Julio Jones, Marvin Jones, and James Jones, and it was a very successful concept. And I joked preseason about a roster where every player's last name had Johnsons. Four of them were wide receivers, called Receive the Johnsons as your team name. Andre Johnson actually putting up some points for you last night. But here's some trippy numerology. I just saw this in a matchup with Tom Brady at Dallas. Brady has a 370.7 yard average per game, and the Cowboys pass defense has allowed 307.5 yards. And so there's the 370, the 307. I thought that was just kind of trippy. Everybody's going to be playing Brady, Gronk, and Edelman. Everybody going to be doing it, okay? So in your roster design, remember I've talked about buying insurance, okay? So you could have a Brady Edelman or a Brady Gronk and diversify a little bit there. You could make an Edelman Gronk with no Brady, okay? So those are examples there. Now, you could make a very popular roster. You know, hey, what's the chalk? You could play a chalk roster. You could play an ultra-contrarian roster, okay? Kirk Cousins, over 600 yards the past two games. And then getting an Atlanta pass defense that's given up yards as well. Okay. TJ Yeldon has kind of an interesting matchup this week at Tampa Bay. He's coming off the first 100-yard game of his career. Okay. So a lot of people are going to be chasing that. Probable that regression analysis says it that it won't be. Okay. Todd Gurley coming off 146-yard game, especially I think with the price is a good pick, but again, regression analysis could pull that away, and that's the number one thing that keeps people from winning. You know, the popularity bias, the RBBC, if you will, recent biasy bust candidate, okay? Julian Edelman averaging 10 catches on 14 targets. Okay. And again, we talked about how many yards the Dallas Cowboys defense passing yards has allowed. So Eli Manning has actually thrown, believe it or not, multiple touchdowns in three straight games. And I don't think the San Francisco defense is as bad as people think, but it still should be something good there for the New York fans. Demaryius Thomas continuing to get a high volume of targets, is in a favorable matchup, okay, versus Oakland. And Oakland's allowed some passing yards, okay? He should be due for some touchdowns. You know, you got him. Obviously, Gronkowski, huge, huge play every week. Especially, you know, coming after a bye week. The guy's rested up a little bit. Julio Jones had to have a little bit of regression analysis. But one of the best receivers right now in the NFL. And, hey, you know, sometimes you just gotta keep going. I mean, you know, a lot of people might fade him in ODB this week since they got burned by both of them last week. And everybody's going, you know, stars and scrubs. I'm telling you, you gotta power through mid-range. You gotta pick those no guys over, like, 6,600, try to get no guys under 4,500, you know, just power through. That's a way to be contrarian for sure. Dixon at Tennessee, no, he's not going to break off any long games. Jimmy Graham became the first tight end not to score against the Lions. Whoa. Is me. I definitely own Jimmy Graham in some season-long leagues. Eddie Lacy, he's coming off a season high of 90 yards. The Rams' defense is allowing the seventh most rushing yards per game at 120, and I think his pricing across the board in the industry is good. Okay, Larry Fitzgerald should not have a problem. He's on a hot start this season. And the Lions passing defense so far giving up almost 300 yards a game, not quite in that 270 range. Matt Forte averaging 24.3 touches so far, okay? Matt Ryan definitely thinks going to keep rolling along. Keenan Allen is on pace, even with his roller coaster. Remember, he was up, down, so it should go up, because all we do is win, win, right? Keenan Allen is on pace for a career season, okay, even on his roller coaster ride. Remember, you do have Gates coming back, so if you want to diversify, Phillip Rivers, Gates, Phillip Rivers, Keenan Allen on two separate rosters. And remember, if you hop into the quarter arcade, you can play 10 rosters for $2.50, okay? You spend more on a mocha, or at least your girlfriend or wife does, if you are like me and just get the drip coffee. Very rarely do I get a Uma Fufu production drink, but sometimes they're pretty damn good, too. Who's some other guys? Nah, let's just hop over and talk about some bargain players on FanDuel this week, okay? Let's see here. We got Drew Brees as one. He's actually looks like down $800, $8,100 on FanDuel. I might like Eli Manning a little bit better because if I was going to go Drew Brees at 81, I'd probably go Tom Brady at 8,800. Kirk Cousins, 6,400. Okay, maybe. The rosters have to be so awful that they almost make you vomit when you hit submit. Maybe that's the trick this year. Okay. Hi, here's a Kirk Cousins, Pierre Garçon stack with Gary Barnage, Kamar Aiken, Darius Hayward Bay, Danny Woodhead, and Darren Sproles. You know what I mean? Just bleh. You know, who wants that? But actually, you know what? Have fun with it. Some other values I did. I never like Nick Foles. Okay, Kirk Cousins, Nick Foles, both 6,400 on FanDuel. No, I'm not gonna do it. Phillip Rivers, 7,500, and while not a bargain, has just a ton of positive analytics his direction. Even at $9,000 on FanDuel, I actually think Le'Veon Bell in this situation is a pretty good deal. Everybody gonna want him. Everybody gonna play him. Tons of people gonna be chasing Jeremy Hill at 6,800. Eddie Lacy, 7,600. I think I like that. I think that's a great bargain with great consistency, good upside. And he's been slipping down in price a little bit. So you've got a couple Johnsons here for you. They're under $6,000 on FanDuel. You've got Duke Johnson and David Johnson. Duke's 59. David is 56. Possibly even on FanDuel, I think Jamal Charles and Matt Forte. Charles, while 9,100, Matt Forte, 8,400. I think what you're going to get is actually going to be a value there. It's not going to be that way on the DraftKings scoring, but, you know, I'm just saying in those situations, I actually think so. on FanDuel, actually, it might be a good idea to go Julio Jones and Odell Beckham. They are both very expensive, 9,200 and 9,100. Antonio Brown is a Monday night closer for you, 8,600. Emmanuel Sanders, 7,700. Demaryius Thomas, a little bit more at 8,600 there. So a pair that I like at the 7,700 mark together as good values are actually Emmanuel Sanders and Keenan Allen. Okay. Larry Fitz, 74. See, he's a little bit more. And maybe some guys that you want to diversify in and spread out on a little bit. Gronk is going to be 8,400 for you on FanDuel. Antonio Gates is going to be 5,500. So there's your Monday night, you know, closer there too. So you could throw in Gates and Allen into a lineup. You know, it makes sense with Stevie Johnson out. But there's not a lot of other... I mean, really, you know, unless you're going to put in, Jordan Reed's replacement or something like that, there's not going to be a ton of value at tight end this week. And I really don't even see any value at kickers this week. Remember, on FanDuel, if you put your kicker and your defense in first, it's a lot easier to set the rest of your lineup. But Steven Hauschka at 5,100. I think Cincinnati definitely could be giving Seattle some trouble because O-line has not looked that well. Pretty much, I think everybody's going to try to play Denver this week as the defense. On FanDuel, they're 4,900. Okay. And they've got some consistency and upside to them, but they're definitely going up in price a little bit. Seattle's defense, 5,100, you know, seems like a little much there. The Buffalo defense at 4,800 on FanDuel, a little bit more of a bargain, I feel. And I just think that with all the positive things, you know, everybody, oh, we're going to take the Giants defense, I think it just might not work. All right, it's time to move over to the DraftKings scoring. I think the best values at quarterback this week could be some crazy names, okay? You have to start picking the guys that are not going to be heavily owned. That's just the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. So it's the more entrants, the less of a skill game it is. Hint, hint. And it may take more than 1 week or one game matchup set of a sport to actually consider it skill versus chance. So you've got some ugly names here at values at quarterback for DraftKings. Jay Cutler, Joe Flacco, Colin Kaepernick, Blake Bortles, Tyrod Taylor. Yikes. Okay. You've got some crazy names at running back. Now, we talked about everybody going to get Gurley. 4,300 there. Okay. You've got Alfred Morris at $4,000. Okay. That might be kind of something not everybody's going to go for. If you want to go dirt cheap, throw in a Charles Sims, but hey, he might only get 8 points. So sometimes you get what you pay for, okay? So if you go to the dollar store and you get a TV dinner, okay, it's not going to be as good as getting, you know, a 20-ounce, prime rib. Hey, Willie Snead, $3,000. Martavis Bryant, 3,800. That is a great boomer bust gamble play. We have no idea about his chemistry with Michael Vick. 3,800 sounds awesome if he has a good game. Okay. Cole Beasley may be getting a tiny bit of uptick with Dunbar being out. 3,100. I just don't like it. You know, I might make an all scrubs roster. You know what I mean? Who cares if I got 10 grand left over in salary? You know, just kidding. Kamar Aiken, 3,800. Leonard Hankerson, $4,000. I think these are just some guys. Even Roddy White, you're gonna have to make a decision there on who you want. But those are kind of the most value. Scott Chandler, 2,500. Now, kind of a boom or bust play there. But if you want to go Gronk and you're not going to hop on the versus Oakland train, I know everybody's going to go 2,700 stars and scrubs. Remember, power through the mid range matchups this week. But anyway, that's pretty much going to wrap it up for the show here on Mac Bizzo Radio. And don't forget, check out our episode with Mr. Fantasy-O-Matic that airs live October the 9th, 2015 at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. We'll catch you on the next episode of Mac.
You have been listening to Mac Bizzo Radio. Like on Facebook, follow on Twitter, subscribe on iTunes, listen on Blog Talk Radio, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo.